Here. We're going to go live in 3, 2, 1. Welcome out live to the Estill County High School. My name's Ethan. This is, of course, the last of our political debates tonight. These are, of course, nonpartisan debates. So you'll hear from Democrats and Republicans all on the same stage. And as you've heard me say before, I encourage you to vote for the best candidate. I don't believe that always pulling one lever is the best way to go. Not to mention, you really can't do that anymore. You've got the special buttons. You can vote straight party. I do not advise that, particularly in local elections, because you often see Democrats and Republicans both that are highly qualified on either side of the ticket. And when you're thinking about these local elections, it's not something where party platform is really going to matter. They're going to be doing their job. And if they're not doing their job, then they need to be replaced. That's what the voting process is about. It is all about hiring and firing and getting the best person for the job. So if the person who's doing a great job is the incumbent and you're happy with them, keep them in. If they're not, this is your opportunity to vote them out. But again, don't be thinking about party lines when you're dealing with local elections, just because, again, it very rarely applies. And oftentimes in these local areas, we're more concerned about dealing with the job and making sure that it's covered. So again, we are, of course, going to get ready to go live here in just a few minutes. The moderator is being briefed on stage right now. Not sure who our timekeeper is tonight, but we'll hear in just a few moments. Tonight's Estill County Forum here, they are going to be covering three different offices tonight. I don't know which order in yet, but we'll find out. We have two candidates for Irvin Mayor, and that's James Gross and Tobo Bryant. And then we have three candidates, and again, I don't know that we'll hear from all of them tonight, but we have three candidates for Jailer's Race: Larry Stewart, David Harvey, and Bo Morris. Hopefully we'll get to hear from each of those candidates tonight. And then also we're going to hear from constables. There's going to be a lot of constables. We don't know how many will show up this evening. So we'll see that as it unfolds. Of course, don't forget tonight's broadcast. You can check it out live on the Action Group page. That's Estill Action Group. And you can go there. Right now we've got help of Jessica, who's helping us go live on that here in just a minute. So, again, you can flip over to that. As soon as she's live, we'll share it over to the WSKV Facebook page as well. So, again, we're so glad that you've joined us this evening. Caitlin's back in the studio. We appreciate her very, very much helping us out and making it possible this evening. Now, going into this weekend, don't forget, we've got two exciting events over in Powell County. There is a drug rehabilitation rally that's going to be taking place. The original plan was down near the courthouse. The unfortunate thing is the weather does not look like it's going to cooperate, so they're looking at a rain solution right now. We'll bring you more details as we get closer to the event. On Saturday night, we've got Steam Engine Pizza Pub, another great show going to be coming up there, so get ready for that as well. And it looks like we're getting ready to have our moderator take the stage here in just a moment. Again, I'm not sure who's functioning as timekeeper this evening, but they'll be introduced shortly. Again, you are listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM. So glad you're tuned in this evening for tonight's forum. All right. I'm trying to read the body language of those on stage that keep stepping to the mic and then stepping back, so... Anyways, we're looking to start our broadcast officially this evening. Again, three offices that we're going to be highlighting tonight: Constable, Jailer, and, of course, Mayor of Irvin. So, again, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. We are live at the Estill County High School. This will be archived, so you will be able to hear it not only on our website, but also streaming. Looks like we're getting – here's Ms. Dawes.
I would also like to acknowledge the cooperation and support of our community partners, including the Estill County Public Schools, our local news media outlets, the Citizens Voice and Times, the Estill Tribune, V99.3 AM, 1550 WIRV, and 100.7 FM The Coyote and WBON, as well as Pickup Country 104.9. Tonight, we're hosting the last of five forums leading up to the May primary. We appreciate the candidates who have come out tonight and to participate, and we thank each voter for taking the time to listen to what these candidates have to say. Once again, Tonight, our timekeeper is Ian Morse. Thank you, Ian, for serving again tonight as timekeeper. You do such a good job. Our moderator tonight is Casey Riddle. Casey grew up in Estill County and moved to Richmond in 2015 to attend school at EKU. She is pursuing a dual degree in political science and communication studies with expected graduation in August of 2019. She is currently a student senator for the Student Government Association, a McNair Scholar, and a member of Pi Sigma Alpha, the National Political Science Honor Society. She has had numerous leadership positions at EKU, including Colonel Crew Leader, First Year Leader, Big E Welcome Intern, and Orientation Leader. After graduation, she plans to pursue a master's degree in public administration. Thank you, Casey, for moderating tonight's candidates forums. We really appreciate it.
And you are listening live at the Estill County High School. Here's Casey Riddle.
Thank you, Teresa. Please note that event sponsors and partners are conducting these forums as a community service and are not publicly endorsing any candidate. Also, please keep the following in mind. We ask that all cell phones be silenced or turned off during the forum. We ask that audience members be respectful of the facilities and refrain from bringing food or drinks into the auditorium. Restrooms are located outside the auditorium doors to the left. Please be respectful at all times. Verbal attacks on speakers by audience members or by other candidates will not be tolerated. We ask that audience members refrain from talking loudly or calling out during the forum. School board policy requires that no materials endorsing any candidate be displayed or distributed on school property. The order in which candidates speak tonight will be determined by random drawing. Once candidate order is determined, candidates will be introduced and then given 5 minutes in which to speak about their candidacy. At no time should a speaker refer to opposing candidates or opposing parties during his speech. This forum is not a debate. During each speech, the moderator will indicate when the speaker has 2 minutes remaining and signal when time is up. Once every candidate has spoken, all candidates will have the opportunity to draw and answer a question submitted by the public and then pass that question to the rest of the candidate field. Each candidate's response will be limited to 1 minute, and candidates may answer questions in the order in which the candidates' names were originally drawn. I'm now going to randomly draw the order of the candidates.
And again, you're listening live here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Ronnie Conrad. Jackie Rogers. Charles Jr. Spicer.
All right. Again, those are constables. I'm assuming for District 1, Ronnie Conrad, Jackie Rogers, and Charles Jr. Spicer. And we're waiting for them to take the stage here.
Tommy Mullen.
I'm assuming that's Mullins, but I'm not sure.
Jerry Goosey. Ricky Williams. You can go ahead and sit down. Floyd Edmondson. Rick Goosey. Tonight we will start with candidates for constable in districts 1, 2, and 3, and then move on to candidates for jailer, then to those running for urban mayor, and at the end we will give candidates who are unable to attend their own forum a chance to come up and speak for 5 minutes and to answer a question pertaining to their race. The duties of constable include: constables are peace officers with broad powers of arrest and authority to serve court processes. They may execute warrants, summons, subpoenas, attachments, notices, rules, and orders of the court in all criminal, penal, and civil cases. Any constable may, upon approval of the county fiscal court, equip vehicles used as emergency vehicles with flashing, rotating, or oscillating blue lights and a siren, whistle, or bell. At this time, the candidates will be given 5 minutes in which to prepare their speech, or speak their speech.
Again, you are listening live here on
Pickup
Country.
So we'll begin with Charles Jr. Spicer.
All right, Charles Jr. going to take the podium and give us our first 5 minute.
My name is Charles Spicer, Jr. I've been with the Estill County Rescue Squad and Fire Department for the last 25 years, and I would like to have a chance to be y'all's next constable in District 2 to help serve and protect and try to stop some of the thieving and drugs here in Estill County. Thank you.
All right. Short and sweet. Charles Jr. Spicer, candidate, District 2 constable.
That was Charles Jr. Spicer. Thank you, Charles. The next person will be Tommy Mullen.
All right. Each one taking the podium. Don't forget you can watch live at the Estill Action Group on
First
Facebook.
First, I'd like to thank everybody that's putting on the forum here tonight, from the school to the TV stations to the radio stations, Miss Loretta up there. And would like to thank everybody, the school, the library, everybody for putting it on. I'm Tommy Mullen. A lot of you know me from either driving a bus or being at the animal shelter. I've been director and ACO at the animal shelter. It's animal control officer for the last 7 years. I've been driving a bus now for 8 years, going on my ninth. In between those two jobs, I was also the bailiff at the Estill County Courthouse until it just got too much, and had to leave one of them. So now I still do the animal shelter full-time and drive the school bus full-time. So while at the shelter, 7 years ago, we were euthanizing 500 dogs a year. Now we're down to one a year. That's what we done last year. Cats went from a 95% youth rate to almost zero, less than 1%. But the main reason why I'm doing this and running for constable in the second district is when I do animal cruelty cases, it makes it a lot easier to get the warrants to put people in jail for abusing animals, and it's just going to make it a lot easier and better for our community. Also school safety. I had active shooter training in Richmond when I went to bailiff school, so I have that training behind me. And being a constable, you do have the same powers as regular police officers or sheriffs or state police, but we're not trained as they are. I'm not going to be out here pulling you over because you didn't use your turn signal. But if one of the trained officers need help, then I'll be there behind him to help him 100% of the way. I don't have training to do car stops, and not going to do that. But I will back our officers, sheriff's department, anybody, state police, 110%. And just like they do with me now, with the animal shelter and getting warrants and making arrests, they back me 100% right now. So I'd like to thank you all for your time, and please consider voting for me here in a couple weeks. Thank you all.
All right. That was Tommy Mullen, candidate for constable.
That was Tommy Mullen. Thank you, Tommy. Now we'll hear from Jerry Goosey.
I'm Jerry Goosey. I'm running for Constable District 2. I've been in the public service as a fire department rescue squad member for the last 14 years. I have a lot of training, including training with the Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency. I'm just here to serve Estill County, everyone's friends and family as well that comes along. I do plan to seek training for the position. I know we don't get training as a free, but we'll have to find some other way to do that. I will work with the local and state authorities, departments, agencies, or whatever, to help do whatever they need done. Again, I'm running for District 2 Constable. Thank you.
All right. We've now heard from Charles Jr. Spicer, Tommy Mullen, and that was Jared Goosey.
That was Jared Goosey. Thank you, Jerry. At this time, we're going to allow our candidates for constable to answer some questions. And what will happen is we'll start with the order that the names were drawn, and you can randomly select one of these questions, and then each candidate will have the chance to answer this question in 1 minute.
All right, so each candidate gets 60 seconds at each one of the questions. I can't determine how many questions she has. It looks to be three or more questions here that they'll be answering this evening. There's only three candidates we're hearing from the field that you heard named, though.
Okay. The question is, do you think that constables should have law enforcement training? Why or why not?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. The question is, do you think that constables should have law enforcement training? Why or why not? And this will be Charles Jr. Spicer answering the question first.
It would be good for our safety to learn what other officers know and teach us how to serve and protect everybody better if we had proper training.
All right. That was
Charles Jr. Spicer. Now Tommy Mullen will be answering the same question.
That's a yes and no answer, because it costs so much to go through the training that the county don't have the money to pay for the training. It would be awesome if we were trained, but as in putting a financial burden on to the county, that it wouldn't be visible to do, just because it costs too much money to do so. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Tommy. That was Tommy Mullen answering this question. Now Jerry Goosey will be answering the same question.
Yes, I do think they do need to be trained. There is grants for this service that I plan to seek, if elected, to get the proper training. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. That was Jerry Goosey. Now I'm going to allow Tommy Mullen to select the next question.
Again, you're listening live from the Estill County High School. My name's Ethan with WSKV 104.9.
The question beginning with Tommy Mullen is, if elected as constable, how would you work with law enforcement to combat the current drug problem?
I would back them 100% on whatever they needed and be right there for them in any way, shape, or form that they needed. We do have a very bad drug problem here in our county. And, you know, with the extra eyes, with all three districts on their constables, you know, having extra eyes and getting people that wants to go out and help is another thing. I mean, that's just a positive. You know, people want to go out and help. All three of us, you know, wants to knock out the drug problem in Estill County and help our local law enforcement or state. Thank you.
That was Tommy Mullen. Thank you, Tommy. Now Jerry Goosey will be answering the same question.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, the question was, if elected as constable, how would you work with law enforcement to combat the current drug problem?
I'd work alongside with all of the agencies, even being out while you have time to look around, see what's going on, check with the hot spots, with the other agencies that do have that information, and just keep an eye out for that. Like I said, I work alongside with the Sheriff's Department and the state and federal.
Thank you. That was Jerry Goosey. Now I'm going to allow Jerry to select the next question. Oh, I apologize. Charles Jr. Spicer is going to be answering the same question now. Do you need me to repeat it? The question again is, if elected as constable, how would you work with law enforcement to combat the current drug problem?
Like they say, I would work beside of them 100%, do everything best of my ability. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Charles Jr. Spicer. Now I will allow Jerry Goosey to select the next question. Thank you. The question for Jerry Goosey is, what kind of training or experience do you have that would make you a good candidate for constable?
Like I said, I've been with the fire department for 14 years now. We've received training with that, with the Homeland Security and Federal Emergency Management. Also, I've served as a part-time security officer at Markham Wallace Hospital.
Thank you. That was Jerry Goosey. Now, Charles Jr. Spicer will be answering the same question. The question is, what kind of training or experience do you have that would make you a good candidate for constable?
I've been with the rescue squad for 26 years, and also a security guard for Catalent Pharmacy in Winchester for 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Charles Jr. Spicer. Now, Tommy Mullen will be answering the question, what kind of training or experience do you have that would make you a good candidate for constable?
I've had training over at EKU for the bailiff school, active shooting, and through the Animal Control Association, we have trainings every year on dealing with the public and the upset people that were taken, having to take the dogs from and so forth. But mostly the active shooting, which was an excellent class over at EKU. But that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Tommy Mullen. I'm now going to let Charles Jr. Spicer select the next question.
And again, each candidate has 60 seconds to answer their question. You are listening to the constables. There were 10 candidates listed. We only have three that are speaking.
The question, beginning with Charles Jr. Spicer, is, what are the most important duties of a constable?
To help serve and protect the community throughout the county. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Charles Jr. Spicer. Now for Tommy Mullen, what are the most important duties of a constable?
I think, like Junior said, protecting and serving, but just backing our local sheriff, local IPD if needed, and state, you know, showing them support, backing them, and doing whatever is needed to back the trained officers, for what we can help them out with.
Thank you. That was Tommy Mullen. Now for Jerry Goosey, what are the most important duties of a constable?
You'll take an oath whenever you're elected, if I'm not mistaken, to uphold that oath in the Constitution. Also to be there to protect and serve the public. Being a public servant is a great thing, I think, whenever coming from the fire department side. You never know what you're going to do. You get a cat out of a tree, or you could be fighting fires or responding to natural disasters. You just got to be there for the public.
Thank you. That was Jerry Goosey. Now I will allow Tommy Mullen to select the next question.
Again, you are listening live broadcast of the Estill County Political Forums. These are for Constable.
Thank you, Tommy. The question is, Do you think it is necessary for constables to equip their vehicles with flashing lights, sirens, etc.? Why or why not?
I do, because when there's a situation that an officer is down or an officer needs backup, you can get there quicker, safer. As long as you've had the training, all three of us has had that training to where you can run Signal 9 if necessary through traffic. And, you know, it's a positive thing. It can be a negative thing if it gets in the wrong people's hands, but yes, I do believe that.
Thank you. That was Tommy Mullen. Now we'll proceed to Jerry Goosey. Do you think it is necessary for constables to equip their vehicles with flashing lights, sirens, etc.? Why or why not?
I do if they're going to be trained to use them. That assists in getting to an emergency scene quicker. And whoever's doing it needs to be doing it safely.
Thank you. That was Jerry Goosey. Now we'll move to Charles Jr. Spicer. Do you think it is necessary for constables to equip their vehicles with flashing lights, sirens, etc.? Why or why not?
Yes, I do, as long as they're used properly and not misused, you know, out, you know, goofing off with them. As long as they're used properly, yes, they do need to be equipped. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Charles Jr. Spicer. We'll now move to Jerry Goosey to select the next question.
Again, each candidate has 60 seconds.
This question is for Jerry Goosey. What is the role of constable in transporting prisoners to and from jail here in Estill County?
I'd say if you arrest the person that you're, the person that's been arrested, you need to transport them to the jail. If you're not able to do that, then I guess you could find other means, as with the jailers or something like that. But.
Thank you. That was Jerry Goosey. Now to Charles Jr. Spicer. What is the role of constable in transporting prisoners to and from jail here in Estill County?
There seems to be a pause here on stage. Charles Jr. Spicer is paused here.
Yes, it would be. And if we needed help, we can always get hold of one of the local officers to help us. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Charles Jr. Spicer. Now to Tommy Mullen. What is the role of constable in transporting prisoners to and from jail here in Estill County?
Well, if you make an arrest and your vehicle is not equipped with a cage to where you can put the prisoner in there safely, then, you know, you would have to call on local law enforcement or state to come and pick them up for you. But if it is, then it's your job to take them to the jail. And if the jail needed help transporting, you know, wherever, then again, that's where you back the local people 110%.
Thank you. That was Tommy Mullen. Now, there's only one question left, so I'm sorry, Charles, you don't get to choose this one, but we'll begin with you. This is beginning with Charles Jr. Spicer. If elected as constable, who would you answer to here in Estill County?
The local law enforcement, the sheriff or city police, if they needed help.
Thank you. That was Charles Jr. Spicer. Now we're going to move on to Tommy Mullen. If elected as constable, who would you answer to here in Estill County?
Well, your main one will be the new sheriff, but whoever needs you or needs your assistance, then you respond to them, whoever needs it, wherever they need it.
Thank you. That was Tommy Mullen. Now to Jerry Goosey. If elected as constable, who would you answer to here in Estill County?
First off, the people. Then I guess it would be the judge, and down the line, the magistrates and whatnot.
Thank you. That was Jerry Goosey. That's the end of our questions for constable candidates, but I'd like to thank you all for getting up here and speaking to us tonight, and we will begin with candidates for jailer in just a moment.
All right. Again, folks, you're listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM. This is, of course, the candidate forum. for constables. We heard from Charles Jr. Spicer, Tommy Mullen, and Jerry Goosey. I know there was a little discussion before the show tonight. Kentucky constables, according to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, www.irc.ky.gov, they are classified as peace officers and have the same law enforcement powers as sheriffs, coroners, and jailers, including the power to arrest and the authority to serve in the county processes.
Thank you again to the candidates for constable. I'm now going to begin by randomly drawing the order for the candidates for jailer out of this basket.
We have three candidates.
When I call your name, you can proceed up here to the stage and come to the end of this table. Larry Stewart.
And that is Larry Stewart.
Beverly Bo Morris.
I do believe, if you're hearing a buzz in the background.
David Harvey.
I do believe that may be our MC moderator tonight. I think her cell phone may be on the podium because we've been trying to figure out what that is. I think that's her cell phone checking in. We've been double-checking everything in the booth
again,
here.
Again, we will allow each of these candidates to speak for 5 minutes to begin with. And the duties of jailer are numerous, but they include keeping the jail, transportation of prisoners, running the jail budget, reports, court services, and they're numerous, but those are just a few of them. So we will begin now by giving each candidate 5 minutes to speak, beginning with Larry Stewart.
Thank you, Casey. I'm so glad to be here, but moreover, I'm glad that you all are here, and I thank you for being here. I want to thank those who might be listening in on the radio, and hope everybody takes something away from us tonight. I want to take just a second to thank everybody that's made these forums possible, Kathy. I've attended every one of them, and they're very important and very informative, and I think it's doing our community a great service. I also want to thank all the media outlets for their coverage and getting the word out about the candidates and the issues that face Estill County today and in the future. So with that being said, my name is Larry Stewart. I'm a candidate, Democratic candidate for Estill County Jailer. As a matter of fact, I'm the only Democratic candidate for Estill County Jailer. So not only will I be on the May 22nd primary ballot, I'll be on the November 6th general election ballot also. And most of you know this ain't my first go around. The last two general elections, I came up short 31 votes in one of them and 7 votes short in the other one. But I feel like if I'd have been so fortunate to win either one of those elections, our jail would still be operating today. It wouldn't be shut down. And a little bit about myself. I served 2 years as deputy jailer in Fayette County. I served 4 years as deputy jailer here in Estill County. I served 3 years on the Estill County Drug Court Review Board, 3 years on the Kentucky State Police Personnel Board. I'm an active member of River Drive Christian Church, and I'm a 12-year member of the Urban Ravenna Kiwanis Club, where I've served as vice president, president, and now serve as treasurer. And as of last fall, I took on the duties of serving as chairman of the committee overseeing our Kiwanis Christmas Parade. And I know you all know how that turned out this year. That was great. That was, you know, it turned out really well. And you could tell by the look on people's faces that night and the tears coming down their eyes that everybody was proud to be in Estill County that night. I've been in business for myself since I was about 27 years old. So I know what it means to have to meet a payroll. I know what it means to have to work within a budget. Evidently, some people don't. If you all don't know, and a lot of you don't, the jail budget accounts for about 1/3 of the total county budget. So that's going to be a hot topic issue, I'm sure, in this campaign as we go forward. Another issue that it is near and dear to me, and I've been talking about for 10 or 12 years, and I'm glad to see that some of the other candidates have followed my lead and got on board with it, is we need to implement an aggressive inmate work program. I just don't, you know, this is a no-brainer. We've already got authorized through the court giving these inmates 2-for-1 credit on their time if they get out and work, keeping our highways clean and maybe doing some light mowing, weed eating downtown, keeping the streets clean, sidewalks clean, whatever. If they work one day, they get credit for 2. That's a direct effect on the budget. You got somebody in there that's pulling 6 months. They work for 3 months, they're out. What does that do for us? Well, 90 days that we don't have to house them, feed them, clothe them, take care of their medical bills, transport them back and forth from Three Forks to here while the jail's closed for court dates. Like I say, it's just a win-win, I think, for everybody. I'm getting a little short on time, looks like, so I just want to leave y'all with this. It's your all's responsibility to get out and vote. It's my responsibility to ask you for your vote, and that's what I'm doing tonight, and I want to ask each and every one of you for your vote. And as I tell everybody when I go out and see them in public, door to door or whatever, if you can help me with your vote, I appreciate it. If you can't, I understand that too. But no matter how it comes out in the end, I'll still be your neighbor and I'll still be your friend. Thank you very much.
That is Larry Stewart, candidate for jailer in Estill County.
Thank you. That was Larry Stewart. Now we'll move on to David Harvey.
Bo Morris is not in attendance this evening.
I would also like to thank everyone for coming tonight. I'd like to thank everyone on the forum committee. Most of you already know me, but for those of you who don't, my name is David Harvey. I've lived in the Ravenna and Tipton Ridge area all my life. I'm married to Shelley Creech. She's from the Palmer and the Hargett area. I worked at the train manufacturing company in Lexington, Kentucky for over 22 years. Most of you know me as being the fire chief of the city of Ravenna for nearly 30 years. I'm a state certified firefighter. I'm also a member of the Estill County Rescue Squad. And I'm also an emergency medical technician for the Estill County Emergency Services. Most of you know I've not been no stranger in my community. I've tried to do everything that I possibly could to make our community better. I've tried to help in any way I possibly can. People, we all know that we've got some problems at the jail. And the number one problem is it is draining our county budget. I filed for the Estill County Jailer for one reason, and that's to try to make a difference in operating that facility in a proper way. Most of you know that I don't have a 10-year degree in operating a jail facility. But now I can tell you what I can do. I can bring you 30 years, practically 30 years, of leadership ability through the fire department. I've been fire chief for the city of Ravenna for 30 years and proudly served. It has been an honor to serve. And if there's anything that I can possibly do to make that jail work, I'm here to do it. As a fire chief for 30 years, I've managed a workforce of 32 volunteer firefighters. I've provided you with trained, certified employees. I've provided you with a safe, clean, drug-free facility. I've been available to you on a 24-hour basis and always been able to be reachable. And I have experience in operating a shoestring budget. You can believe that, and I'll continue to do that if elected jailer. As you know, my time is being cut short, but if elected as jailer, I am opening. I'm opening to opening the jail back up. And I'm open to have a vision of a jail / rehab. I think it's important to get the jobs back into the county, look into the future. And folks, with your help and my hard work, I will make this jail work again. I would like to thank you and ask you for your help. And I'd like to take the opportunity to ask you for your vote. And my number is listed in the book. You can call me day or night. Thank you.
And you are listening live at the Estill County High School. My name is Ethan.
Thank you. That was David Harvey. Now we will move on to some questions for the candidates for jailer. And I will begin by asking the candidate whose name was drawn first randomly to select a question.
All right, so Larry Stewart will select our first question this evening. Again, you are listening here on Pickup Country 104.9.
This question will begin with Larry Stewart. Why does Estill County need a jailer if there is no jail?
Well, first of all, the jailer's position is a state-mandated position. The state says you have to have a jailer. But we do need to work on getting our jail back open. The only problem with our jail right now is it's too small. Years ago when that jail was designed, you didn't have the problems that you have today. You didn't have the big drug epidemic that you have today. My vision for the jail is, I'd like to see 75 to 100 bed facility. That way we can end up holding some state prisoners. That's where you can make some money and offset some of the cost in the jail. The state's paying up to like $100 a day now for holding state prisoners, and we can't do that the way the jail's classified now. But if we had more room and a bigger facility, we could get that done. So that'd be one way of offsetting some of the cost there. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry Stewart. Now we'll move on to David Harvey. Why does Estill County need a jailer if there is no jail?
Well, I agree with Larry. The jail was built a little too small, for sure. But the jailer is still responsible for safe transport back and forth to the other jails to be housed. The jailer still has an important role. He still got to take care of the paperwork, make sure that the inmates are transported back and forth from the jails to court on time. Jailer still has a very important job. I think as a jailer, implementing an inmate work program is very important, and that would also assist also. Thank you.
Thank you. That was David Harvey. Now the next question will be selected by David Harvey.
Again, we're hearing from Larry Stewart and David Harvey, candidates for the office of jailer here in Estill County.
The question beginning with David Harvey is, what are the pros and cons for reopening the jail or for building a new one in Estill County?
Well, I think the pros is the jobs that we have here in the community. That's definitely a plus. I think also getting rid of the transporting back and forth from off the mountain there, going to Lee County. You've got a van running 6, 7, 8, 10 times a day back and forth. It gets wintertime back and forth on that mountain. It's not going to be safe. So if we can get our prisoners back into Estill County and house them here, we've created several jobs, and I think it would be good for the community.
Thank you. That was David Harvey. Now for Larry Stewart, what are the pros and cons for reopening the jail or for building a new one in Estill County?
I don't know that there's any cons. The pros I see for opening the jail back up is, like I say, it needs to be bigger. We need to hold our own inmates here. We need to keep our jobs here. And, something that most of you don't realize, you don't have anybody in jail, you don't think about this. But it's a hardship on the families. You know, those people still need to be loved and need to be nurtured. And, you know, the families want to visit their kin folks when they're in jail. And it's a hardship to have to travel out of town to do that, you know. And like I say, if we could make it the jail bigger and get it to where we can hold and house state inmates and have the state pay us for it. I mean, you know, you take 10 state inmates at $100 a day, it don't take long to do the math, you know. We can offset our budget just in that way. So, thank you.
Thank you. That was Larry Stewart. Now we only have one question left, so we're going to begin again with Larry. What do you see as the most important duty of Estill County's jailer at this time, and why?
Well, at this time, being the jail is closed right now, the most important job is getting inmates transported back and forth and get them to their court dates on time and in a safe manner. You know, we've still got court that we have to bring them down here to court for, and getting all the logistics done, the paperwork filed, and making sure all their classifications as inmates are filed with the state. And, you know, you still have all that paperwork to do, so that's important.
Thank you. That was Larry Stewart. Now for David Harvey. What do you see as the most important duty of Estill County's jailer at this time, and why?
Public safety is the number one concern. Of course, me being a 30-year fire chief, public safety is always number one. You just take one incident. One of these inmates is not handcuffed or properly restrained and happen to get away from you in a school 2 minutes away. I think that proper procedures needs to be in place to notify 911 in case those happen. So I definitely agree that public safety is number one.
Thank you. That was David Harvey. And that is the end of our questions for jailers. So I'd like to thank both candidates for coming out and speaking to us tonight. And we'll move into the candidates for mayor in just a moment.
All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live here on Pickup Country 104.9. The evening moving at a very fast pace, as we have heard from three of your candidates for constable, Charles Jr. Spicer, Tommy Mullen, and Jerry Goosey. And then just now from
again,
jailer
candidates.
Again,
I will call up these names for mayor in random order by removing them from this basket.
Of course, your jailer candidates earlier.
Tommy Joe, Tobo Bryant, and James Edward Gross.
So these are candidates for mayor of Irvin, is who we're hearing from now. Both candidates are here.
The duties of mayor include: the executive authority of the city shall be vested in and exercised by the mayor. The mayor shall enforce the mayor council plan, city ordinances and orders, and all acceptable applicable statutes. He shall supervise all departments of city government, and the conduct of all city officers and employees under his jurisdiction shall require each department to make reports to him required by ordinance or as he deems desirable. The mayor shall maintain liaison with related units of local government respecting interlocal contracting and joint activities. The mayor shall report to the council and to the public on the condition and needs of city government as he finds appropriate or as required by ordinance, but not less than annually. He shall make any recommendations for actions by the council he finds in the public interest. We will begin again with each candidate for mayor having 5 minutes to speak to the audience, and we will begin in the order that they were drawn randomly with Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant.
Again, they're going to take 5 minutes and introduce themselves and tell why they should be mayor.
Hello, thank you everyone for coming out tonight. Like everybody's been saying, thank you all for putting this on and everything. I'm married to Jane Whit Bryant for 38 years now. I'm a member of the Urban First Christian Church, and I'm a member of the Urban Marine Aquinas Club, and a member of the Twin City Cruisers Car Club. Why I'm seeking mayor's position this time is I've been a longtime council member, finishing up 30 years as we go in the January. I've sit back and watched things through the years and not disagreed, but went along and agreed. But there's things that's gone on for all those years. I wonder why we make them difficult. I'm going to try to my best to simplify things and work with us and bring back our police committees, our fire committees, and our street committees and work together. It's not just going to be Tobo Bryant mayor. It's going to be Tobo Bryant mayor with his urban city council. And we're going to work together. Seven heads are better than one, and 14 eyes is a whole lot better. When I see our downtown, it's looking great. It looks good, but I think we can make it more important improvements on the way downtown looks. Not just downtown, but our neighborhoods. I got some ideas for getting our alleyways cleaned up on better and speedier, and our second fourth Thursday pickups, I think they could be operated in a little smoother fashion. Just a lot of little things to try to make our town better and look better and be more presentative. And I'm proud to be an urban council member for all these years, and I'm very proud if I was to be fortunate enough to win the mayor's race, and I'll dedicate my time and do the best job I can. Thank you very much.
That is candidate for urban mayor, Tobo Bryant.
Thank you. That was Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant. Now we'll move to James Edward Gross.
Again, you're listening live at the Estill County High School.
Good afternoon. I thank you all for the opportunity to come out and speak to each one of you all about the reason I want to be mayor and why I feel like that I have the experience. And I thank you all for the opportunity to voice my importance that the job carries and that it needs to be looked at and worked hard at. The city of Urban right now, we've got to do some things to move towards getting business back into town. Financial situations need to be addressed. And starting off, I started my service with the public when I was 16. I was hired as a fireman for the county fire department when I was 16, working a weekend shift. I worked that for 3 or 4 years. Then I was approached and asked to become a patrolman for the city of Urban. I was a patrolman for the city of Urban up till 1983, and at that time I went to Ravenna as a police officer and completed my criminal justice training and graduated academy November 4th, 1984. And at that time I stayed with Urban another year and was approached and asked to come back to Urban as a patrolman. I came back to Urban, worked my way through the ranks. I was a sergeant for 4 or 5 years. Then I became chief of police, was chief for 5 years up till August of 93. At that time the state approached me and asked me to take the job of the court designated worker for the administrative office of the courts. What that is I work for Lee Estill in Owsley County. I done district court. Any juvenile in the 23rd Judicial District that was charged with a crime or someone needed assistance in filing papers against a juvenile from the public sector, they come to me and I would take that complaint, process it, and make sure that it was processed either through a diversionary program, which is probation for a juvenile, and also put them into court if that's where they needed to be. And in that job, I worked with several judges, several sheriffs. I worked with people from Frankfort. So I have been in jobs where I know that you have to work with people, you have to get along with people, and sometimes you have to do a little give and take. I worked that job for 13 years, and then the school here at Estill County approached me, the superintendent and the DPP approached me and asked me and said they were going to start the school resource program. That's a school resource officer. They still have one here. I worked that job for 10 years. I was here with the school for 10 years. And at that time, I had to go into retirement. I had cancer and had to have a kidney removed, and the state no longer would let me be a police officer because of my medical condition and only having one kidney. The reason I want this job is I feel like that we need to work on improving things so that we can retain police officers instead of training them moving to other communities after they get their training, and us having to pay for the POPs exam and then pay for the 23, 24 weeks they're in training, the city has to pay them. If we can train them and get their salary where we can retain them here instead of them training and leaving, and then we have experienced police department, we're better off. The fire department, I want to work with them. Right now they have a number 3 ISO rating, and that is a good rating, but I want to work with them to get their equipment maintained and whatever it needs to be done to keep that rating or even get it better if possible. So those are some of the things I want to work on. I want to work on looking towards grants and stuff that I know are available because I've been researching them. There are several grants out there, and I want to work on things that will help kids, things for parks and stuff like that, where we might be able to have things that would entertain the kids. We could have gatherings and stuff like that, and you've got to get out and get those things, and that means you got to go to Frankfort, and you got to beg, you got to ask, you got to plead, and you got to fill out the paperwork, and you got to fill out the grants, and you got to go to Frankfort, and then you got to have someone to administrate those grants once you get them. And I've already been in contact with someone that can administrate those grants. Thank you, sir.
All right, and that was James Gross, forgive me. James Gross, candidate for
Thank
mayor.
Thank you. That was James Edward Gross. Now we'll move on to allow the candidates to answer a few questions, and I will shuffle these and allow Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant to randomly select the first question.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're live at the Estill County High School. This is Pickup Country 104.9 FM. They'll have 60 seconds to answer these questions. These are candidates for mayor in Irvin. The first up will be Mr. Tobo Bryant.
The question, beginning with Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant, is how do you plan to ensure a good working relationship with the city council?
Well, that's one of the top priorities I have. The city council is a big part of city government. They need to be involved. Like I spoke a while ago on just briefly, was the council members need to be involved. And in previous years, we've always had police committees, fire committees, and the street and sanitation. The mayor does have the right to hire and fire at will, but the way I look at it, the police committees and the fire committees and the street committees can help interview, make suggestions, and the whole city council can get together on the hiring and the fire. And we've only had very few people let go in the years I've been there, so that's not really a problem of firing somebody, because we have a good workforce right now, but we're just going to have to work together, and that's where my main goal is.
Thank you. That was Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant. Now, beginning for James Edward Gross, how do you plan to ensure a good working relationship with the city council?
If I'm elected, the first thing I want to do is get together with the council and explain to them that even though I might be mayor, that each one of us has our own ideas about what they think is important and what needs to be worked on, and we can sit down and come up with an agenda where we both have things on the agenda, and we can work through those things together. And that might be times that we disagree, but we can agree to disagree and move forward. And sometimes you may think you're right, and once somebody else looks at it and explains it to you, you may realize you're not as right as you thought you were. So that's the reason I feel like that the council is a very important resource that you can tap into, that they can give you their insight on what they think that, you know, needs to be worked on first, or, you know, if something needs to be changed and needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. That was James Edward Gross. Now I will allow him to randomly select the next question.
Again, you are listening live at the Estill County High School. These are the nonpartisan forums.
Beginning with James Edward Gross, the question is, as Irvin City Mayor, how would you work with the schools to ensure school safety?
With the schools, I've already worked with the schools, as I said, as a SRO. We already had a safe schools plan. We have an active shooter plan that's in place. But I think that those plans could be revised a little bit. And I think that being that, you know, the school needs help, you know, in different things like working ball games, working special events and stuff like that, that some, you know, sometimes our officers could come out and lend assistance in that. And also help sometime with the traffic, because getting in and out of this place and at the middle school in the afternoon is hectic. It's just unbelievable how many people come in the morning and out of here in the afternoon. And the school resource officer sometimes is tied up doing other things. And if I could possibly do this, thank you.
Thank you. That was James Edward Gross. Now moving on to Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant. As Irvine City Mayor, how would you work with the schools to ensure school safety?
Well, I go talk to the superintendent and see what their top priorities are and try to line our police department up with their top priorities and assist them in any way they possibly can for school safety, especially Estill Springs sitting right in downtown, you know, Irvine. I like to see our police officers even go through the school every now and then and on a regular basis when they had time, and just let children see that the police officers are not the enemy, they are the helpers. And just whatever the school system would need, the city of Irvine would do its best to fulfill that need. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant. And now this is the last question, so we will begin again with Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant. What is the mayor's most important job?
Well, there's a whole lot of important jobs when it comes to the mayor, but try to single out one is, of course, you've got to make sure you have money in a budget, and it's the city council's duties to make sure they get enough revenue in for the mayor to run the city. But the way I look at it, it's a mayor and city's responsibility together to look in the resources and manage the money. As long as we can manage or balance our budgets and keep everything going that way. But like I said, as long as you maintain your budget and work within your budgets and look for revenue, that's probably the main job of the mayor. But there's a lot of little things that the mayor has to do and will do. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant. Now moving on to James Edward Gross. What is the mayor's most important job?
To me, the mayor's most important job is that we serve the citizens. We try to provide them with as good a service, fire, rescue, street, sanitation, as we can provide. And as Tobo said, you have to have a budget. That's one thing I know that's pretty tight, but I feel like there's ways that we can move the budget around. I know there's grants available through the Department of Local Government and Economic Development, and some of those grants I think that the city should be responsible for, and I'm willing to fill out for those and try to get extra money coming in and extra cash flow coming in. And like I said before, the mayor's job is also to try to train and retain people so that we don't have such large turnover of our police and fire. Because those persons, thank you.
Thank you. That was James Edward Gross. That was the last question, so I'd like to thank the candidates for mayor for coming out to speak to us tonight. Thank you again to all the candidates for participating in this evening's forum. And once again, we would like to thank our sponsors, the Estill County Public Library, Estill Action Group, Teresa Dawes, and Estill County Schools for their assistance in preparing for and helping to coordinate these events, Estill County High School for hosting us each week, and we would like to thank the following partners for publicizing and offering assistance with this event: Lisa Bicknell and the Citizens Voice and Times, Dolores Patrick Rowland and the Estill Tribune, Loretta McPherson with V99.3 1550 WIRV 100.7 The Coyote, Lindsay Rogers and Ethan Moore with Pickup Country 104.9. Now I'm going to give it back over to Kathy Watson. Thank you.
Of course, that was Casey Riddle, our MC Tonight moderator.
Thank you, Casey. You did a fabulous job. We're very proud of you. Thank you, Ian, once again for being our timekeeper, keeping us on track. I'd also like to thank our co-sponsors and our community partners. We really couldn't have done this without the help of all of the people who are a part of the forums. Most people think of the library as a place for books, and through this forum and some of our other programming, we want you to understand that the library is much more than that. We're a place of information. We're a place to come for help. We want to be the center of the community. We want to be a vital part of the community, and we are always asking what it is that we can do for you. And in saying this, not only am I talking to the candidates, some of you will go on to hold offices this fall, so I'm talking to you, but I'm also saying this to the citizens of our county. We are here to be of service to you, and anytime you see a need, come see us, and we may be able to help meet that need. And at this point, I'd like us to thank all of the candidates who came out tonight, the District 3 Constable candidates, Jerry, Tommy, and Charles. Thank you all. And the jailer candidates, Larry and David Harvey, thank you both for being here. We appreciate that. And we'd also like to thank the two candidates for mayor who were here, James and Tobo. And for each person who is out in the audience, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting what we were trying to do this year. I wanted to be an informed voter, and that's kind of how we got started with this process. And thank you all for coming out, because evidently you want to be informed voters as well. And I have to say, after having participated in each of these forums, I feel good about the future of Estill County. We have some great candidates. We have some great qualifications. And the thing, I guess the theme that runs through each of the forums is that there are a lot of people out there who are interested in making our community a better place. I'm proud of Irvin. I'm proud of Estill County. And I'm proud of the people who want to make our home better. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this has been the public nonpartisan forum. And again, we appreciate you tuning in this evening and being a part of this live broadcast. Don't forget, if you missed tonight's informational time, don't hesitate to go to the Estill Action Group, their Facebook page, and you will find the, archived video of tonight. You can also find it by going to WSKBFM on Facebook. Also, the audio will be re-aired this Wednesday during Come On Home. So if you missed the forum, again, you can tune in on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Also, don't forget, too, it'll be audio archived and available for download at WSKVFM.com. So check it out. With that being said, our unsung hero of tonight, Miss Caitlin, she is back in the studio and getting ready to take you back to regular broadcast. We appreciate her very, very much. And this is Ethan, live and local for Pickup Country 104.9 at the Estill County High School for the last of the Estill County forums before the primary. So I did hear some whisperings, just some whisperings, nothing formal yet, but they are looking at possibly doing another set of these for the general election, but possibly visiting a debate format, so that could be interesting. So make sure and stay tuned, as we will give coverage to those as well in the fall. This is Ethan, live and local for Pickup Country 104.9. You all have a great night.